I haven't had anyone assigned from an ED.
Right, so that may come about. But do you want to pursue it further, Patty?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
By the way, that is one of the top priorities that Ambrose had, and I was like, whoever else has to get a program. Rob, everyone wants an action.
It's in the budget, right?
In there.
One of the things I wanted to ask you, since we're not getting, and since because of the audits and the rest of this, we haven't gotten up to date financial statements. We really haven't been able to track budget performance through the first quarter, in particular on salaries. I don't have it in front of me right now, but in the salaries line at the national office, if I recall correctly, there were some open slots. I mean, there was funding for people who had not yet been hired. Where do we stand? Do you have any sense where we stand on the salaries line in the national office so far? And have all the positions that have been authorized in the budget been filled, or do we still have some emptiness, some absences there?
Well, we wanted to fill, you know, that HR position, and we did.
Mm-hmm.
So that we haven't filled the program, national program director, but we didn't plan for it to be filled on October 1st anyway.
Didn't it start in either December or January?
Well, we're in December, January right now. Yes, it did. You mean the funding?
Right, the funding was authorized as of, was it December or was it January?
I think it was January, but, you know, with the intervening ED search and all the rest of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, that hasn't been moved on. But yes, it's there. So there will be some funding for that position. Hopefully they can take over a lot of the issues that we've been talking about in terms of national programming, handled and all the rest of that.
Since this is a section on available finances, when do you think we'll be getting October, November?
Remember what I was saying, I'll send it out tomorrow. I almost had it done today.
Okay, and December, when can we expect to get the income statements for a given month? When do you guys close?
Well, I think I've given the schedule before, but I'll give it again.
Yeah.
The input from the business managers and GMs, and they collect receipts at the station level and all the rest of that, is generally by the 20th of the following month. Between the 20th and the 25th, we're doing the close. That is to say, we're looking over the numbers that have been entered. We're checking issues that may arise. By the 25th, I'm doing a draft and inputting numbers that are available on the international office between the 25th and the 30th. I'm putting it out for review between the 1st and the 5th, and I publish generally on the 5th of that month. That is to say, the 5th of each month is when I'm generally done with all that.
2 minutes on this item, too.
So December, January 5th, hello, with holidays and the audit have created an issue, but my general target date is the 5th of the month, so you get, I don't know, December on
February 5th.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Thanks.
We have a couple minutes left. Anybody else?
This is Lavarne. Just a quick point. I sort of follow up with Patty. I think that we talked about projects and how the projects are funded. I guess I would use a kind of slightly different language in terms of what line you use as far as fronting. But I think that we've kind of talked about, like last January, just kind of an outline of major projects, and then perhaps a breakdown to show the contribution from the stations and from the national office. I think that would give us an idea in terms of, and I understand your point in line in terms of not having a national program director, but then, you know, we would have an idea in terms of how much these projects cost and the share of the cost by the by the stations. And then, and really to understand, you know, what are the real needs from the national office as far as national programming, and, you know, what share of that. So in order to do really your plan in terms of determining what are the requirements for national programming, you know, the national office requirements versus what the station requirements, and I think that would be an ideal type of a spreadsheet or an outline. that perhaps we could receive in the following year. Miss Patty?
This is Jane.
Jane, why don't you go, because Patty's spoken already, and then Patty.
And we are at time. I just wanted to say that the item LaVarne just suggested, I would like that to go into the minutes, because I think we should follow up on that. That sounds like a really useful thing, and I know that there are time constraints, but I don't want that one to get lost.
Can you note that in the minutes,
Casey?
Is Patty now?
Yeah, go ahead, and then we have...
LaVarne, wasn't there a motion made last year to get a listing of all the projects that the National Office had going, and was that received, or is that something we can ask for again, or even I'd make it a motion if...
May I answer? I believe we did make a motion at the end of last January's meeting in L.A., and I'm not sure if Line, I think you guys were, I don't know, I don't believe you were there when we really discussed it, Lonnie, but... It was in a minute. I think, guys, you were working on whatever national program was going on at the time. I can't remember. The inauguration, huh? But we did do that. I believe we did.
Well, so can we go back to that motion and, you know, try to reactivate it or something that we can actually get a listing of the national projects and their expenses and perceived income and things like that? I mean, this is... You know, it's right. It feels like we're always surprised. I feel surprised at things all the time, and I don't really have a handle on, you know, what the national office's projects are and what they're doing. And then all of a sudden, you find out that there's something, a mail drop, or you know, with like a going outside the listenership for the funds, or there's, you know, something being bought for people that you didn't expect. And so, you know, we're really, I feel, as a director, I have no grip on what the national office is doing. I hope that's going to change, but can we reactivate that motion from January?
Well, I have...
Can we extend by common consent for another 5 minutes to just finish this up since it's been raised?
Yeah.
Okay, if there's no objection, go ahead, Lonnie.
Well, I have the same problem, Patty. I find out that expenses have been made at stations on things. I get surprised, too. But stations undertake projects, and I don't find out about them. No one does.
Point of order.
Yeah, no, I didn't point your order, so point mine. I disagree with what you were saying, so you're going to disagree with what I'm saying, let it be. Well, I'm saying that...
Point of...
Go
personal
ahead, but
privilege
what
or
is
something.
The, what is your point of order? Is it a point of order or a point of privilege?
I'm not sure. It's kind of got combined now, but...
Why don't you let Lonnie finish and then just take your comment and response. Is that okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, go ahead, Lonnie, if you want to finish up.
Yeah, what I was going to say, Patty, I was just not going to just leave it here. But I'm thinking... What would be nice, and I would be benefit from it, too... is to know what projects the stations are planning so that we have a sense of what everyone is planning. That would be a document that we can bring forward to the board as well as something for a new and a new program director look like. Who's what in the way of projects at Pacifica? And there are a lot of projects that I find that I'm unaware of. And some of them are not budgeted. Some of them are not, because people in the normal course of events are going to try to be responsive to the environment they're working in. So I'm not criticizing it. I'm just saying that lack of knowledge. So I would love to have a project compendium so that everybody knows what everybody's doing. And we started that process, I believe, in terms of identifying priorities. Remember, I think we're in L.A. We did the trainer was there. So I would love to start out the Cisco saying, who's doing what? In the way of project, what are they spending on it? What are the energies, time, effort? That would be great. I would love to participate.
Patty, you want to respond, and then let's move this forward. It's clearly something we have to get some work done on, but it's clearly not something we're going to deal with all at once now. Go ahead.
Okay, well, that's all fine, and I agree that somebody should have control of the stations to actually be able to getting those reports without it being a wish list. I think it's mandatory for our nonprofit status and everything else that we know what our stations are doing. So that's not an issue. You know, the national office should take a grip on that. And as far as the national office is what I asked about, and that's what I would like to, you know, reactivate the motion of January. I don't think it takes any kind of, you know, motion or anything to reactivate a motion. Just I'll find it, and we'll send it out, and hopefully that the next meeting we can get a timeline on a report as to what national office projects are. That's what I think would be helpful. Can I get a hallelujah? Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's go on to the next agenda item.
This is LaVarne. I'm going to have to sign off, and when I get to the airport, I can call back in.
Okay.
If you're still there.
This is your motion to bring the treasurers that we're dealing with now.
Oh. Okay. I got to get on the road. But.
Yeah, we got the idea.
Okay.
We'll
right.
deal with it. Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
This is Teresa. I hate to say it, but I have to go also.
Okay.
For everything, everyone, and I'll try to listen in and listen to the meeting and hear what had to be said while I was away. Bye bye.
Okay. So what we're dealing with now is Williams LSB treasurer and business manager at each station be invited to attend a retreat immediately prior to March 2006 PMB meeting in order to outline budget timelines and process for the fiscal year. Is there any objection to our recommending that the PMB approve that at the January meeting?
I object.
Okay, go ahead, Lonnie.
Well, I don't think it's needed, number one. I think we have a budget timeline, so I don't think you need to get together and do it. And also, you know, I have some concerns around the precedent. Now, my suggestion, which I did make, was that if the purpose is to put the same information in the hands of people, as many folks as possible, then I would support expanding it to include a day on the network's finances, where instead of dealing with everything on a piecemeal basis, we spend the time instead of a couple of hours at a board meeting once a year, that we say board members, LSB members, treasurers, members who want to put the time in to understand the dynamics of the finances of the network, that we make that space and time available, do it all day. I don't think it should be restricted to just the treasurers. And I think it should be include as many people that want to understand the network finances. And let's do it so that all available information was seized, that we do it. So I think that an extra day is really required. Because this budget is not just, you know, what we plan to spend money on. It includes, Patty likes to point out, what our project plans are. So we need to know. Everybody needs to know what those plans are. What are we doing in the way of trying to move the network forward? So my counter suggestion is not just the treasurer. If you're going to spend the money, of course, I'm always opposed to anything where you don't know how much it's going to cost, is that you can't just do it on the cuff. And now I'm prepared to put the work in for it, because a lot of us get for that to do. But I'm willing to do it for the benefit of a large group of all the shareholders, not just a few people.
As stakeholders, in case anyone's reading this transcript, we don't have shareholders yet.
Well, stakeholders.
Yeah, okay. We don't have a plan to have shareholders either. So yet is a joke.
I get it. But I'm thinking of shareholders. I mean, our stakeholders at Pacifica, many organizations I've been associated with have stakeholder meetings, where all the people who have a stake in this organization can come in and be able to understand what our goals are, what our finances look like, who's committed to doing what, so everybody can see how they can fit in and help out. That.
Okay. Response from other people about this notion?
Are we discussing the Williams motion?
Yes.
I was opposed to it. I think it's just not.
Well, Lonnie spoke in opposition. Others?
This is Jane.
This is Casey.
Yeah, Jane and then Casey.
I agree with many of the things Lonnie just said. But speaking to the original motion, what I was wanting to add to that, in order to outline budget timelines and process for the upcoming fiscal year, I was going, it was my hope that it could be a working session dealing with the reports that we have for our own understanding and for the, you know, to be able to get things to our membership so that we're reporting, basically just being a brainstorming session on the whole report thing. Because, for example, our audited statements don't follow the same format as the income expense statements that we've been looking at. So comparing the historical audited statements with what we have is impossible. And then there has been a discussion of having programmatic breakdowns, and then the discussion we had a few minutes ago really deals with a specific programmatic breakout. But that's the kind of things that people ask. They want to know, how much are these PMB meetings costing us? And you really cannot find it very easily. It's because it's shared between the stations, and I mean, we would like to have a way of seeing that broken out. What I had thought the intent was going to be was not what's stated here, but instead to just be a brainstorming and work session dealing with the reports that we, that the staff makes available to us, what is possible, you know, what is possible, and really reorganizing the format in a way that at least, you know, the treasurers feel might be workable for their LSBs, and presumably having input from the LSBs prior to that meeting, so we would all come informed as to what the requirements of other LSB members were.
Casey?
I guess Jane pretty much said it. My hope was that this type of a meeting would be a working meeting where we could sit together and do some calendar projections and some process type things so that we understood the budget process, and that the new treasurers coming in would understand things like the worksheets that go along with the budget and those kinds of things. If what we're talking about is a session where, you know, the CFO is going to go through financial history and that kind of thing, I do think that that's useful for the entire community, but I don't think that that was the intent of the motion. I think that what we were talking about was being able to sit together face-to-face and really know what it was we were planning for the entire year so that everybody would be on schedule and we wouldn't run into the backlog at the end of budget period.
By the way, if there's some ambiguity about what the meeting's for, you might want to consider amending the motion so that it speaks to it exactly what you want to see. Because if it goes to the PMB and people are unclear about what the rationale for the meeting is, then it'll have a harder time passing. So if anybody wants to amend the motion to specify something it doesn't specify right now, that'd be helpful.
I would like to table this till our next meeting.
Okay. Now, just to tell you guys, I looked up a table, and turns out that you can table things. You go to a vote to table if you're tabling something till later in the meeting and it's simply an urgent issue. In that case, the motion to table is not debatable. But if you're talking about tabling till later, then that motion is debatable. So if anybody has anything to say about it, it's in order to say it now about tabling till the next meeting.
I think we should. I think it's part of a longer discussion. But when we say the motion to table is something that can be discussed, are we talking about discussion on merits or just discussion on table?
No, discussion on the motion to table.
So,
in other words, once the motion to table has been made, you can say why you think it should or should not be tabled.
Well, I think it should be tabled, if I can speak now. Is that okay?
Or? Go ahead.
Well, because, you know, in what's happening from where I see, we had to
a year and a half ago, a request from this committee to change the whole format of the financials. Before that, they were a lot simpler and easy to read, and I think that's for people on an LSB. So they wouldn't have all these complicated... Then I think Marty Tattersall really led the charge to add a number of different reports to how we do the income statement. We added the cash and capital. We added the quarterly reports. We added comment section. We added a current YTD versus a versus the month. And we added audited a column so that the audit can be compared to the previous year's audit. Then, I think at least a month and a half ago, we were asked to create a new format that included prior year months and prior year YTDs and prior year annuals. Now, we have gone and spent hours and hours and done that. That is what I'm sending out to you tomorrow. It is last year's October and November. It is last year's, a lot of new features. And, you know, we have to get clear because we're running up and, you know, it's constant change.
Yeah, I mean, Lonnie, I'd just like to get us past or through this motion to table, so we understand the point.
Yeah, I mean,
this is Jane. Can I ask a question?
Hang on, Phil. I was interrupting, Lonnie, so go ahead and finish. I'm just asking that you focus on the motion to table, and then Baruti, and then Jane. Lonnie?
Yeah.
Go ahead. If you've got anything further to say on the point, go ahead. I was interrupting you, but we get the point.
Yeah, I was saying, I think we took some of these format issues right to the board, and the board passed on them. And as I recall, there was one that said no new motions for change should occur without going through the board again. That was a June 2004.
Okay. Baruti and then Jane.
Yeah, I would like to find out exactly what Lonnie's estimate of what it would cost to bring the treasurers in. Because I think there should be an annual, it should be done once a year, especially when you're talking about bringing in new people. Because a face-to-face orientation, I think, would go a long way for especially the new treasurers, so they know somebody to sit down with them. Because really there's no one to really orient you as to what, on a face-to-face basis, what your responsibilities are. So I think we should do it. I think it can be tabled. But I would like to know, I know Lonnie's concern is the cost situation, so maybe we could, before we make a final decision, we can just find out what it would cost to bring the treasurers in, and then we can, have a little more information about whether we think it's an expenditure that needs to be made for the foundation.
Question, how much it would cost?
Yes, to bring in the five treasurers to...
Maybe if we table it, maybe we can ask Lonnie to get that together by the time. Okay. Unless you have an estimate right now, Lonnie.
Well, I remember LaVarne at the last meeting was going. I told her to call Lynn and get some of the hotel costs, depending on where where it would take place. In this case, I guess it would be, where are we in March? Oh.
March?
In L.A., is that right?
Yeah. No. New York.
Yeah, well, New York is a high-cost location, as you all know. So, I can gather some preliminary costs, but I don't want to take full responsibility. But I do think that it would cost a minimum of an extra $7,000 to $8,000, because remember, you're talking about an extra day, an extra hotel, extra flights, extra food, and then any other materials. But so, off the top of my head, it's like $10,000.
But just to bring in because really you're going to have one person that's always local.
That's so true, but I just don't assume that the treasurer would be the one who wants to come. That would be others too. Remember, the LSB chairs always want to come.
I want to move this. Go ahead, Jane. Jane, and then Casey on the motion to table.
Can we have a working group?
Hello,
and come in with any proposed amendments to this, and also a written rationale that would be presented to the PMB.
I would like to ask that rather than have a formal working group, those people are interested to gather. I mean, we could, but...
You know.
Somebody needs to convene them.
Well, let's deal with the motion to table, and then we can deal with the details of how we get something before us for the next meeting. Casey, did you want to speak to the motion to the table?
Yeah, I believe that what we really want is a motion to postpone, not to table.
Okay, fair enough.
And that, you know, I don't think this is really that big a deal. If we move to postpone to the next meeting, if, you know, we want to look at this and see if there need to be amendments to the motion, we'll take it up at the next meeting and, you know, get it taken care of. I don't think it's really a huge thing.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So that's it. I think that I would like to amend the motion to be a motion to postpone until the next meeting.
That's proper. It should be a motion. That's actually a point of order, and it's correct. It's a motion to postpone.
Postpone, Mr. Chair.
Okay. I heard Patty speak, and then we're going to take a vote on this.
No, I just got disconnected, and I'm just announcing myself.
Okay. Is there any objection to postponing the next meeting? Okay, hearing none, it's postponed to the next meeting. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the report on Spanish language programming. Casey and Lonnie were going to coordinate with Ambrose and Rob regarding plans. Can you guys give us an update? And then I actually have something I'd like to put forward on this point.
My update was that we were waiting for Ambrose to set up a meeting, hadn't heard anything. I sent something out a couple days ago. I got a response from Lonnie that he'd be available today, but not from Ambrose. And I'd requested contact information for Rob because I was going to try to go ahead and do it myself. But I don't have that. So I'm willing to, you know, get this moving, but I need at least to know how to contact him.
I can send you Rob's contact information.
That'd be great.
I'll send it later tonight.
So other than that, we haven't met. We don't have anything to report.
Okay. I actually had a chance to speak with Rob about this issue, and you know, he was saying, you know, we really, the board having voted on it, we really do need to take some action on it. And I had thought that one thing we might consider is a motion coming out of this committee, and we may not be able to deal with it completely right now and may want to consider other pieces of it at the next meeting. But basically that would authorize KPFK to use the $15,000 it had allocated to the Bylaws Convention, which has now been, that motion to have that has been rescinded by the board, and asked that $1,000 a month of the $6,000 a month that's in the national programming budget go towards that, and that we ask the other stations authorize the other stations to contribute an amount from the amount that they had reserved for the Bylaws Convention that they would decide on by discussing it with the originating station, which is KPFK. And so by doing that, we would get a minimum of $27,000 and possibly up to $40,000, $45,000. And then I called Lonnie earlier today just to describe this to him, and he made the point that we don't know what they would do with that money. So what we could do is we could, as a committee, ask Eva Georgia, their general manager, to put forth a proposal to see whether the amounts of money we're talking about authorizing would get it off the ground. And if it would, you know, what would it be spent on? And then take that as a, review it at the next finance committee meeting and take it to the national board. Are people interested in that proposal?
I think you said $6,000 a month gave from the national office that made me smile.
That's how much is in the other programming line, and I'm saying $1,000 of that.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's clarifying, because that's what we discussed was $1,000 of it.
Right, $1,000 of the $6,000 that's in that budget line.
Yeah, we are. I just want to clarify that. Are we in discussion now?
Well, I'll make it as a motion. The motion is that the National Finance Committee authorize KPFK to spend $15,000 on the Spanish language programming, $1,000 per month from the National Office Other Programming Budget line, and authorize the other stations to contribute to the project up to the amount that they had reserved for the let's specify a number, up to $10,000 each from the funds that had been reserved for the Bylaws Convention.
Okay, got about half of it.
I'll write it down. And this is, and this obviously would be contingent upon a proposal describing the use of funds from KPFK's manager. So that's the motion.
So basically what you're saying is that the $15,000 would be the money that was set aside for the Bylaws Convention.
Right.
And that other stations would contribute up to the amount they had budgeted for the Bylaws Convention.
Well, no, I don't think that we should expect that they would pay that amount. We could say that they would be authorized to do up to $10,000, but the amount that they would contribute would be contingent on their, you know, being clear on what was being done and supporting it. So basically, they might choose not to donate, not to contribute anything, but they would be authorized to do up to a given amount. And the source of funds would be a reassignment from the budget line in which they'd put the Bylaws Convention funding.
And then your $1,000 from the national office, that's in addition to the $15,000.
Right. So national office, other programming budgets making a contribution, the originating stations making a contribution, and the other stations that are participating are given given the option. So that's the proposal on the table for discussion. Lonnie, did you have something on that?
Well, we need a second, I believe.
Not in committee. In the committee, any member can put something on the table, on the floor for discussion.
Oh, well, was it your intent, though, Dave, to have it be optional with the stations but mandatory for the national office?
Yes.
But I would have to discuss that.
Let's go for it.
Just want to be clear how it might actually work. If we have a proposal, and I assume a budget, at the next Finance Committee meeting, we would presumably then discuss it at that point.
Right, and then make a recommendation to the PMB for action at the January meeting.
Yeah. Now, my question is, since this is not a budgetized item, even though it's a
board-approved item.
Yeah, it's a board-approved, but it isn't budgetized. The question
right.
is, you know, who has to sign off? So what about the LSBs? You know, it's a budget change in the sense that it's the money that...
Lonnie, you're fading in and out. Do you have a handset? Are you on speakerphone or are you on cell phone? Or?
I don't know. Maybe it's the storm. But can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying that who has to sign off before it even gets to the Finance Committee? Do we need to take it past the LSBs, for example? Because this is an item that is being originated in finance.
Right. Well, actually not. We were asked, the Finance Committee was asked to deal with how we might fund this PMB-approved project. The PMB asked us. That's why it keeps coming back up on our agenda. So what we're saying is we would be responding to that request to deal with it by recommending a mechanism, saying the source of funds would come out of the following line items. Those line items at the station level where there was funding for the Bylaws Convention, and at the national level, a portion from the other programming.
Yeah. I guess my only concern would be making it mandatory for the national office and more flexible for the station. I don't see why we would have to make that.
Well, the reason for it would be that this is national programming. And we're saying that the originating station, the funding would come from the originating station and from the other programming budget, but we recognize that those sources alone can't do it, and so there'd be a contribution from other participating stations that would be subject to discussion.
Well,
if you have an issue with the amount of money that's being spent, then obviously that should be discussed.
Well, I'm also, you know, I was thinking, didn't we one time say that it's the Spanish language program that is really best done out of K, and maybe K ought to go ahead and create the creature, you know, because I'm sitting in the national office, I won't have any real input on what's the best way to go with the creation of that program or its monitoring or the rest of it. It just feels like someone ought to have real authority with it, not just the financing. I'm saying, you know, do we need to... Well, okay, I hear your point. Well, the mandatory thing is a concern of mine. I hate to make the national office the one group that doesn't have any options, but...
I mean, it sounds to me like K is the one that's not going to have as many options as far as kicking in money.
Well, I mean, I hear both sides of it. I just think that if we're talking about doing national programming, this is a national programming initiative, and that some of the central services payments that stations are making should go towards that. And again, it's clear that there's not enough in that budget line to do this year. So this other way of inviting other stations to have input and contribute to the degree that they feel is appropriate is a way of addressing the fact that they're being asked to contribute more to national programming than just their central services levy. But the central services the other programming budget in national, it is for other programming. So the question I guess I'd have is who would weigh in on what the national contribution should be? Is that you? Is that the national program coordinator when that person's hired? Both? And I don't see any problem if you've got an issue with it, you know, you think it should actually be three times that much. You could make that point when we consider the proposal, you know, putting it forward. In other words, you could have that same discussion with Eva about how funds would be used, the national contribution would be used, et cetera.
We're at time.
Okay. We're at time, so we either need to extend this or move on. Okay. Should we table this until postpone this until the next meeting? And we can actually solicit, we can ask the manager to put together a proposal and also to talk to each of the other unit managers about what their contribution would be.
That would be great, Dave, because other folks, I'm feeling, they don't know about it. And it would be nice if we had a concrete proposal before that would.
Okay. Is there any objection to postponing the next meeting? And I will contact, I'll offer to contact Eva and ask her to do follow up on that.
That sounds good.
Okay,
but you're gonna send me the language from the motion.
The text of the motion.
Okay.
Okay. If there's no objection, then we'll move to the next item, which is budget calendar. 15 minutes. Lonnie, do you want to update us?
Well, you know, I did send out the email on it. Not anything new in terms of those proposed dates. I'm looking for it right now. For purposes of refreshing, I guess, everyone's memory, we're trying to come up with a calendar for the generation, monitoring, presentation, and review and approval of the budget. And I'll just, and timetable that I came up with after talking to a lot of the people involved, not everyone, was that the call for budget priorities would be in March. And that every and how will process stations decided to do that? Some would do it one way, some would do it another way. But we did it as a board, as you recall, when we were down in L.A. I think there was a trainer, and we tried to identify priorities. Well, that document is still available. April, the next month, the budget priorities would be identified, and then the critique I heard from last year, we had all those priorities, but we never ranked them in terms of importance. So. Question is, whoever's presenting them, whatever body,
on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is high. Then in May, there will be the call for budgets. Remember, May is just a call for budgets, and what that means is that people would be asked to start the process of developing preliminary budgets, rough budgets. Think if those priorities can be budgeted. Some of them will be able to be budgeted, some of them won't. I do that same process, identify budgeted priorities and unbudgeted priorities. Then in June, the draft budgets are generated. They're generated and reviewed by the CFO, the ED, and the general managers by June 16th. And that means that we would have draft budgets available for review by the 16th of June. In July, draft network budgets would be compiled by me for all parties. So I would start the draft budget review process and then have the second step of the draft ready by July 15th for everyone. In August, it would go to the LSBs, the GMs, the EDs, and the NFC. That is, the ED would have seen them already, the CFO would have seen them, presumably the LSBs would have too, but there would be a built-in separate review process where this is the generated draft budget. We think it's more or less going to be the final one, and all parties would have the period July 15th to August 10th for review. Then the NFC would have final look between August 11th and August 25th. So you have really, you know, from the 15th to the 25th, the 15th of July to the 25th of August. That budget after August 25th is finally compiled. So I assume that people have feedback, want to correct errors, want to add numbers. It will be compiled and sent to the board on September 8th, and the board will usually meet on the 21st or so. And then in that month of September, the board will review it. So we will be finished with our work at NFC by the 25th of August. And then there will be one last chance for changes and reviews between the 25th and the 8th of September. That's sort of the best thinking of the folks that we did before. So the budget essentially would be completed by us, NFC, by the 25th of August. And then and then after that, I would be busy compiling it ready for the board, and then, you know, open for any last minute. You have a system that makes last minute changes a little bit easier.
This is Jane. I'd like to get on the side.
Okay. Anybody else? I would also like to speak. Who else? Okay, Jane, and then me then.
I'd like to get on the stack too.
Okay, I'll put you ahead of me.
Lonnie, I have a question about your items E and F. E on your list is draft network budgets compiled by CFO for all parties to review by July 15th. But I think what you were trying to say is that
Lonnie,
compiled by
that
CFO
noise.
By July 15th. For all,
in other words,
you're suggesting that the review will take place by August 10th, but that they would be presented to people by July 15th?
Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you.
But I have disagreement with those states because your item F, review and or approval by LSBs, GMs, ED, I'm not sure that NFC belongs in that list, and the dates that I would like to see for the local LSBs is July 1 to July 30, because my experience with August is that it just it looked like everybody 2 years in a row was gone in August, and so I think that if we could possibly just bump the LSB review process to July, then for example, we would be meeting in WPFW, we'd be meeting in the second week of July, which would come before that July 15th date.
Yeah.
And then our August meeting, I see it as being problematic again based on our experience the last 2 years. So that's just a thought on those dates. And again, does NFC belong in that list? I'm not sure about that. I understand the local LSBs review and are approving it. The GMs are involved with the LSB. What is the role you see for the ED and the NFC in that particular item, that line you have, item F?
Yeah. Well, why don't you hold off on that until we hear from Rudy, and you can address that all at once.
The only thing that last one, I was trying to pull up the last version that you sent, Lonnie, but you said that between August and, what was it, the first week in September, the LSBs would get a last chance to make a change. What was that last day? It was like August 25th through September?
August 10th.
10th.
Because sometimes the LSBs didn't finish their review until the last week in August.
Okay.
And that was a big problem last year.
Right, right.
So I pushed it up a couple of weeks.
Okay. So when does the NFC get that last draft? That was August what?
Well, the NFC would get a draft as early in the period between July 15th and August 10th, but they would get an extra period from the 11th to the 25th to go over fine detail.
Right. So on the 25th, if they had a problem.
Yes.
If they had from that point until September, what, for the LSB to correct that problem?
They would have, I'm going to send it out to the board on the 8th.
Right.
So my last deadline is to have everything settled at least by the 1st, but you remember you run into Labor Day and all that.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. I think that sounds tight.
Yeah.
That sounds tight. I mean, if there's a problem, I mean, it would need to be back to them. It seems like up to that point, it could conceivably, the LSB wouldn't get it until after the 25th of August.
Well.
So I don't know what can be. I'm just, if there's a problem, it doesn't seem like there's much time again for the LSB to address the problem and get it back to us. I mean, even if you say, well, they don't even get it back to us, they get it back to you. That still seems tight.
It depends on what the LSB sees as their role.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the LSB says, here are the budget priorities we have. The GM goes off, comes back with those budget priorities and a draft budget. Then at that point, the LSB says, yeah, this is fine. Then it's done. Now, some LSBs want to go over every line item in the whole budget. That extends the process out. But then the ED's got to take it back, work with the line items, work with the ED, work with the CFO, and try to get those line items accommodated. If a GM and an LSB disagree over those line items, then again, you're extending the time. So a lot depends on how the LSB envisions its role in the generation of that budget. I know how it went last time. It was some back and forth, and they needed 2 meetings in 2 months. So there you go. That extends the deadline. So,
by the way, and can you answer Jane's points as well?
Yeah, we're a point about, by July 15th, under E is well stated. My question, Jenny, does the LSB need 2 months to review the budget, or can they do it in one sitting? That says a lot.
No, I'm not saying 2 months. I'm just saying I think that it should be available close to July 1st. Closer to July 1st, so that I think that a July review time for the LSB is going to work better rather than August. And if it's not to us until July 15th, I just see that as being so late that it's going to create problems. And also, based on a question either Baruti or Dave just brought up, I would like to say you need to add a hard and fast, there's a date that's missing from this, where you have budget compiled by CFO and sent to board by September 8th, we need the date that, I guess August 25th is the date that the CFO receives the final budget. It's kind of implied there, but I think that's the real date. So in other words, nothing really happens between August 25th and September 8th except you working with to get all the materials ready for the board.
Yeah, and last minute changes, some LSDs, GMs.
And that would take place, that could take place after the NFC reviews?
Hopefully not. I was trying to include, you know, get as much done before we met.
It seems pretty close, but I think there's some fuzzy spots here.
Well, I'm happy for any and all amendments. But if we were to take your suggestion and say, if we were to get it to the LSD, you won't get it to the LSDs on July 4th or 5th, there's nobody around. So you end up with choosing between, you know, the 7th or the 10th of July. Is that soon enough, or are you thinking earlier would be preferable?
Well, you know, maybe, I don't know if any LSDs meet the first week in July.
Usually not, you know.
We meet the second Wednesday of every month, so.
By.
Of course, we can have a special meeting also, so. We don't have to decide this evening. I just wanted to point out the problem with August and that there might be some desire to push that back at least a week.
I think that would be a good idea. So how will we?
And it also, the one thing I see in this that's completely different from how we did it before is this item E, draft network budgets compiled by CFO for all parties to review. That didn't happen earlier. We basically were only working with our individual stations. So you're proposing a compilation version early on.
Yeah, so that everybody can weigh in. Yeah, that is different. I'm saying I would, because everybody's working with their stations before, and I would compile all of those individual station budgets into my normal, you know, process compiler. Send it back. So here's what it all looks like together. Which is, you know, incidentally what the NFC needs too.
I had a couple points on this, which was where, and you may have sort of addressed it there, but last year on that budget, the NFC did no review of the national office budget in detail. And I feel like one of our key roles is to go through it at a level of detail so that we can tell the national board that spending at the national level is consistent with its goals and priorities.
Review the national budget.
Well, what happened was you said you couldn't synthesize the proposed national budget until you received the budgets from the local stations.
That's
so
true. It has to be
your income. And to me, that doesn't work. It doesn't work to get the national budget at the tail end of the process. I feel like we need you do have at least an order of magnitude. I mean, you have a sense of the range of income numbers and the range of expenditures that you're going to be facing. So I feel like at the same time that the local stations are getting the managers present their budgets, basically at that point we need a draft national budget that the NFC can be going over before we consider the consolidated budget, as opposed to we only see that proposal after we see that. The other point I want to make is that I think that we need to be explicit that there needs to be, I was happy to see in your proposal the discussion of goals and priorities, but I think it should be clear that before the manager goes and develops those budgets, that conversation should be happening with the LSBs.
Well, 2 points. One of them is the national budget. What I'm proposing, if you read it carefully, is that by the 15th, or in this case the 20th, assuming the LSBs, as Jane is suggesting, get it by the 10th, a week earlier, and not wait until the 15th. So maybe, I don't know, July 7th, I don't know. If the LSBs are able to meet in the first week in July, right? Is that the assumption we're working on?
No, I'm thinking if the managers. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not clear on what you're saying. Are you talking about the point about the national office budget or the LSB?
They would all be together. If the LSBs can meet in July to review everything, is that the proposal?
Well, no, what I'm saying is when those managers put forth their drafts, at that point you should get a copy of those drafts as well as the LSBs. Now, the LSB may make changes, but the changes are not, for example, going to be, you know, 70% changes in overall categories. So at that point, then I think the step of synthesizing those proposed budgets, just as they are, into a national budget that shows, you know, approximate spending levels, spending areas, and the rest, so that we can begin to look at it. We'll recognize that as those changes get made in the local budgets, if they affect the central service payment, then that may ripple into that budget. But basically, within a couple of weeks of receiving the manager's draft budgets, I think the NFC should receive the national office draft budget that's based on those numbers.
We're talking about the same thing.
Okay. I'm sorry if
I'm trying to get the date.
Your meaning.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the date when the LSBs would, all LSBs would effectively have a chance to review whatever the GM has proposed.
Okay. Go ahead, Patty.
But does that, can that timeline date that you mentioned, Dave, or a reasonable time, also be mandatory that the national office also have a budget, like you said, that's, you know, not solid because we don't exactly know everything, but, you know, something that we can actually look at and discuss and not have to wait until the last minute in order to see exactly what, you know, what the items are.
Is that
what you're saying, Dave?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
We're 3 minutes over on this item.
Can we extend for 10 minutes?
I like to do five. I'm about to. But
okay.
Extend for five.
Yeah. Is there any objection to doing 5 more minutes?
No, but I'm going to have to step off in a few minutes, Dave. This is
really me too. I'm going to be moving off. Well, you know, from where I sit, if everyone could say when the LSBs would finish, could be finished with their review of the budgets, we can work backwards from there.
Well, wait, but Lonnie, I specifically don't want to wait for the LSBs. I want, when the manager submits the draft budget,
yeah,
that should be the point at which you generate a draft budget based on the numbers that the managers are proposing. And then as the LSBs make alterations, that will, you know, we will react to that. But those management-generated budgets are going to give you close enough to construct a draft national budget. And that's what I'd like to see at the point at which not the LSBs have completed their work, but at the same moment they see the draft budget, you get the draft budget, and then your work during that period is synthesizing that into a draft national office budget that we work with, so that at the last meeting of the fiscal, before we propose the budget to the national, what we're looking at is the changes that have occurred in that draft national budget along with the local budgets.
Yeah, it's a little too complicated for my head at this
hour. I think that's what it says already, Dave. I think
is it?
Existing line item E, CFO, by July 15th, CFO compiles draft network budget.
Everybody.
That includes the national office.
Yeah, I was saying we're talking about
for all parties to review.
Okay, I'm not looking at a written copy, so I apologize if I'm saying something that's already in there.
I chose was July 15th, but Jane was pointing out that may be, you know,
July 7th might be better.
Yeah, July 7th might be better. I'm happy to go with it, except for that July 4th weekend, you know. I mean, somebody's working July 4th, likely me.
Can you, Jane, since I don't have it, can you read to me, when does the manager present the draft budget to the LSB in this calendar?
It says, well, it's a little fuzzy here. It says draft budgets generated and reviewed by CFO, ED, and GM by June 16th.
Yeah, the general manager wants to share with the LSBs in the process. I have no objection.
Yeah, that's what I think the LSB should get it at that point. So that comes by June 16th.
Yeah, they already have it. I mean, if they generate it,
yeah,
they have it.
They should have been working through May.
Yeah, they had plenty of time.
Okay.
April, they should have been working with the GM by through April and May, so that by June 16th on this calendar... I'm not exactly sure who generates them. I guess the GM.
I didn't want to mandate who generated. I didn't want to mandate because I debuted. But other stations don't do it that way. So I just said the budgets are generated and have been reviewed by me. And I'm assuming the LSPs could be part of the process along with anyone else. But that first cut is done by June 15th. Then we have another whole month where people can look at the whole budget. They will have, presumably, already looked at the station budget.